For Shad Rowe, that strategy brings to mind the old Molly Ivins line.
The first rule of holes, if you're in one, stop digging.
Rowe is a Dallas investor and a former member of the State Pension Review Board. He says to shore up their balance sheets, public pension funds are increasingly turning to things like private equity investments, which can bring big returns but also carry big risks.
Pension funds traditionally have engaged in what most people would consider more aggressive types of investment strategies to try to make up for the difference. So I think it's very dangerous.
Here's one way to explain how private equity investments work. First, you get a big burlap sack. Then you fill it with money from large investors, these days often public pension funds. Then you use that money to buy an existing privately owned company. Then you borrow more money using the business you just bought as collateral. Then expand. Later, sell the company for a profit. In theory, anyway, the initial investors stand to see big returns, 20, 30, 40%. Much better than a nice stable T-bill, for example.
A lot of these pension funds saw that as a way to sort of beat the stock market.
Will Rogers is a retired state worker and a member of the Texas State Employees Union.
In Texas, anyway, there was a lot of pressure, I think, on the public pension funds to increase their return on investment because the state had underfunded the two big pension funds for so long.
At the Teachers Retirement System of Texas, those big returns haven't materialized in recent years. In fiscal 2009, TRS's private equity holdings dropped more than 20% of their value. Oh, and did I mention the private companies managing those investments still got a hefty fee? And yet the fund is planning to commit more money to these types of investments over the next few years.
What you want to do is you want to buy more of something that's attractive and cheaper. That's not considered doubling down. That's considered taking advantage of lower prices.
Britt Harris is the chief investment officer at TRS, which has more than 1 million active and retired members.
So it's kind of like, you know, if you go to the store and you like a lamp and it's $100 and you say, well, gee, you know, I really like this lamp. I'll buy one, but I can only afford one. And then tomorrow the price goes down to 50. You say, wow, you know, I can now get two of these lamps and I can light up three rooms instead of one room. Investing is really not any more complicated than that.
Except it is more complicated than that. Remember that first lamp that you bought for $100? It's now worth half what you paid for it. So you paid $200 for three lamps, but they're only worth $150 now. All you can do is hope the price comes back up. So far, Harris says TRS's private equity portfolio has returned about 12% over the last year, but that still doesn't make up for the losses of the last 2 years. Those losses contribute to a big problem. Eventually, pensions like TRS won't be able to pay out promised benefits. Officials say that won't happen for some time, but the longer the problem remains, the harder and more expensive it is to fix. Matt Largie, KUT News.